This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Way down deep at the bottom of the budget debate in Washington, past the sequester and tax reform and how much we can afford to pay to fix up our infrastructure, is this issue. How much should we spend on the government programs that we've all come to call the safety net? The trick is that safety nets come in all shapes and sizes, governmental and otherwise. So we've been asking for your thoughts online about your safety nets, and we're going to share some of them every now and then. Safety net confessionals is what we're calling them. And the first comes from a guy in San Diego. When we asked him what his safety net looks like, he was pretty clear about it.
I'm the safety net.
From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Marketplace's Chrissy Clark takes it from there.
This is Frank.
My name is Frank Paiano.
But to his friends and family, he's also known by another name.
Bank of Frank. Right.
Or, since he lives right by the border,
Banco Franco.
In Spanish. Now, plenty of people have stories of the rich uncle who helped them once, but Frank, he takes that to a whole new level. He's become a semi-official lender of last resort for his friends, his cousins, the friends of his cousins, when they get in a pinch.
Well, I get a phone call. My wife will tell me, oh, so-and-so wants to talk to you, knowing look in her eye.
And the deal goes down. On average, he'll charge a small interest rate, 4 to 8%. He's a stockbroker and a professor of financial planning, so as you might guess, he keeps careful track of each loan.
I have a spreadsheet. I know how to use it.
It's true. He went to his computer to show me.
Let's see here, the Bank of Frank loans, current loans.
And it actually says Bank of Frank loans. Of course, to be a lending institution, even a one-man lending institution, you need money to lend. And Frank didn't start out with much. His dad was a mechanic.
He would work very, very hard. He would work two jobs. It took a toll on the whole family.
Frank figures maybe that's why he's always been a saver.
We would be given a nickel for ice cream at night. And instead of buying ice cream, I would save it. I just thought it was important to have a cushion to fall back on, even as a child.
By the time he was a teenager, that ice cream money had piled up into a big enough cushion that he could share the wealth.
My friends would want to buy a stereo, and I would be the front person.
Then on to bigger things. Someone needed equipment to start a business. Someone's car broke. Someone got sued. Frank says the loans have been paid back in full every time but once. Over the years, he's lent tens of thousands of dollars to more than a dozen people.
People just needed help, and they didn't know who to turn to.
My name is Rolf Menica. I've been helped many times by the Bank of Frank.
Rolf Menica is a self-employed carpenter and a cousin of Frank's wife.
43rd cousin, yes. Something like that.
Yes, estranged twice.
Rolf turned to Frank for money after his divorce and after he owed way more to the IRS than he expected. And most recently, after he moved to Oregon, right as the recession was hitting.
Things didn't work the way I thought and could not earn the kind of money that I was used to earning. And I called up the Bank of Frank to get a short-term loan to be able to move back home and start over.
It didn't take Rolf long to pay the loan back.
Maybe a year? Was
no,
it a year?
6 months.
Okay. That was 5 years ago?
No, 2009 to 2010.
You're keeping track of this.
It's on the spreadsheet.
I asked Rolf what would have happened without the Bank of Frank. I would have put more money on credit cards than I should have, he said. And a lot of couch surfing. Then he thought about it some more.
I don't really know what would have happened. I've always just thought of it as a big-hearted gesture.
After Rolf left, I asked Frank the question that maybe some of you are wondering right now. Why do you keep bailing people out? Couldn't they have saved like you? Frank told me he doesn't think we're all the same. He is good at saving. Rolf is a beautiful carpenter.
You see that? Let me put the lights on.
And then he starts pointing at things.
He built this.
An elegant set of bookshelves.
Up here.
A treehouse on the patio.
It looks like the deck of a ship, doesn't it? It's unbelievable.
I could never build something like this, he says, no matter how many years I practiced. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
There's lots more from our Safety Net series, and you can tell us what the safety net means to you at our website. It's marketplace.org.